You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.
Great to have your company. Also, thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, wherever you may be listening, SENWA, through the Perth metro area, through the southwest. SEN Spirit 621 right throughout the southwest. In the gold fields in the Pilbara, great to have you on board. Now, the Victorian government has defended its decision not to make a pitch to host the Matildas matches for the Asian Cup in 2026, despite spruiking the state as the home of the Matildas. Why? Because last year, the state government officially opened the home of the Matildas, a $42 million facility at La Trobe University, described by the Football Association as the most significant infrastructure accomplishment in the history of Australian football. Now, in a response to questions on why the government chose not to bid for the Asian Cup matches, a government spokesperson said, "Oh, well, Victoria has a packed calendar of major events and welcomes hundreds of thousands of visitors to our state over the summer months for events including the Epic Australian Open Tennis, the Boxing Day Test, Cadell Evans' Great Ocean Road Race, and many others." What they've forgotten is that the Matildas is the most sought-after Australian sporting brand at the moment. So, well done, Football Australia. You've awarded the Asian Cup matches to Brisbane, Sydney and Perth, and Melbourne misses out, which is news to my ears. Joining us is the head of the Football West community here in Western Australia, Sharif Andraws. Sharif, thanks for your time.
Hi, good to be with you.
It's a big win, isn't it? It's a big win to have the Matildas returning to Perth for such an important tournament.
It is brilliant to have a tournament here in Perth, in WA. Absolutely fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Look, too much football is never enough. The more the better, I say.
What do you think it'll mean for Perth? We've seen what they have delivered. We had the Olympic qualifier here and it was a packed house, and we've seen the magnetism of the Matildas and how it connects with the community. How do you expect this will go? It's still a couple of years away, but it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, football's grown from strength to strength over the last year or two, and certainly the World Cup as well, when it was held here, the five matches at HBF were all sold out, and they were just fabulous events. And then the three Matildas games last year, and in between we have lots of, you know, EPL sides, and coming up we've got Italian sides coming up in May in Perth. That's going to be huge as well. It's just, it means so much. It means so much. And we're certainly seeing that on the ground, grassroots level. It's just been fabulous.
I gather the Matildas matches will be staged at HBF Park, or known as Perth Rectangular Stadium. That's where they'll be housed, I'd gather.
I don't believe it's been fully decided yet what ones we'll have here and where they'll be, but and it'll be announced, I think, after Australia's confirmed as the preferred bidder of one. Sometime in May.
Yeah, preferred bidder of one. We are the only bidder that'll house the Asian Cup. But we've got the Socceroos coming here as well, which is going to be another significant event.
Yeah, we do. So that's brilliant. First time we've had them in 6 years, which is just going to be awesome, in June. So there's lots of football coming up. And I think there's a full calendar. If you look at the whole strategic plan that Football Australia put together, going from the Women's World Cup to the Olympic qualifiers, through the AFC Women's Asian Women's Cup, through to the Olympics in 2032, which we know we're going to host there, which is quite a major tournament for the Matildas and for football. But in between, there's also the intention to bid for the FIFA Club World Cup as well for 2029, which again is going to be a massive tournament if we can get hold of that one.
Yeah, no, it's certainly very exciting times. But you're very excited as the head of Football West. What's happening at grassroots? We had a chat earlier today, and you can't believe the exponential rise in participants, particularly young boys and girls taking up the sport. And I gather with the Matildas, it's only enhanced young women getting involved in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We normally get, if you go back, you know, a few years, we'll get, you know, growth of 3 or 4% every year, which we're pretty happy with. But the growth we've had this year across all the players has been about 22% year on year, which is about 40% increase in female numbers, which is huge. A 40% increase in female numbers is just amazing. And the majority of those are girls as well, yeah.
So why is that, do you think? Why are those exponential increases, particularly in the women's game? Is it on the back end of the Matildas, or do you think there's other factors as well?
I think that the Matildas and the success of the Women's World Cup has opened up women's sport in general. I'm sure they're seeing increases in across other sports too. For our sport, you can certainly see, if you go down the training park, as I often do during the week, you'll see lots of girls, 8 to, say, 14, 16, those sort of ages, and they're wearing Matilda shirts. They want to play. They'll know all the Matildas by name, and they're really inspired by what they did, which is just amazing. It's great to see the girls coming out and playing. And it's not just girls playing as well. We've seen a big increase in female referees. We've seen female coaches, administrators, and lots of people just trying to get involved with the game, which is just brilliant.
Mm. And no doubt from a football collective here in Western Australia, you'd love to see the Perth Glory doing better. They've taken off the wooden spoon. I think it's the second wooden spoon in 3 years after their 4-3 loss to Western United yesterday. You need a healthy A-League side as well just to make things complete.
I'll let you do. I mean, we always talk about football pyramid. The football pyramid starts at the top of the national teams, and the national teams are going gangbusters, particularly the Matildas. The bottom of that pyramid is the grassroots community level, and that's absolute root health. It's never been healthier with the numbers we've got. It's the bit in the middle that probably needs more attention. A successful A-League just benefits everyone else. And obviously in Perth, that means the Perth Glory. And hopefully with the new numbers we've got, we'll get better than the wooden spoon.
Yeah. Sharif, just a couple of final questions. When you look at the expansion of the game of soccer, particularly at grassroots, where do you think, with so many people taking it up, are you losing people at a certain age, or do you think the pathways are quite complete on what's required for maybe young players to get to the A-League or even get picked up earlier than that and go overseas? Are you satisfied with the pathways?
Oh, great question. I think if you look at Football West, our focus is making sure there's football for all. So traditionally what you see is kids, when they get to sort of the end of high school, end of secondary school, they start dropping out and they get more interested in other things outside of just playing sport. And sometimes it's because they drop down from multiple sports just down to one. Often to get involved with exams, they start work and study. And some will go on to elite levels, and we have to have very good pathways for them. But others just want to play socially. We have to make sure there's really good pathways and opportunities for people to play socially if they want. And it could mean just non-traditional football, things like futsal, five-a-side, or it could just be playing socially irregularly. So we have to make sure there's opportunities and pathways for everyone of every ability and how seriously they want to take it.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And what about other sports that are certainly gaining a bit of traction? I believe basketball is gaining a bit of traction amongst young men and women as well.
I think they are. I know that for us, we have a real issue in facilities. That's probably our limited factor. But I think basketball's probably got it even tougher than we do.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Sharif. And are you surprised that Victoria, the government, decided not to bid to host the Matildas matches for the Asian Cup?
I don't really care. I'm just
I don't care either.
That's the most important thing for me. That's the most important thing. We've got the Asian Cup coming here. That's the most important thing, Pete.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, your time, and continued success with Football West.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, Pete.
Good on you. It was interesting yesterday. I was at the Perth Glory match, and all the presidents of all the Football West clubs were invited to a suite there at HBF Park and were hosted by the new owner-chairman of the Peligra Group. Ross Peligra actually hosted it and got all the presidents of all the NPL clubs there. So there is a huge push to make sure that the fabric of football or soccer, as we know it, is connected here in Perth, Western Australia. All right, let's, before we wrap it up today, and of course, Sharif was brought to us by Lookout for the Sunrise. Enjoy local service. There's over 1,200 stores Australia-wide. Visit newsunrise.com.au. Okay, some of the news, and it's all been centred around Harley Reid, and everyone's got very excited about it. But firstly, let's again reflect on what the two respective coaches had to say. Firstly, Adam Simpson, on what the win means to the club.
It's been a long 2.5 years, so the smiles on some of the players' faces have been through that, and coaches have done so much work. That's really pleasing. Our supporters have stuck by us as well. It's two games, so it's hard to be. The reality is it's a tough season, and for us to be competitive, we've got to be dialed in every week.
And for Ty Power's power-up sale, it's on now. He's Justin Longmuir saying that the Eagles simply just smoked them.
Well, I thought we started well and started the way we wanted to start. And then probably from 20-minute mark of the first quarter for about 2.5 quarters, we got smoked in the contest. Behind the ball, they're able to halve contests or win contests. And in front of the ball, they just, smoked us, led us to the ball. Anticipated surge contest wins quicker than us. And around the ball, I thought, at stoppage, we got our hands on it, but their pressure was too good, and we didn't trust ourselves against their pressure and coughed it up and let them walk out the front.
So the derby is done, as far as I was concerned, after today. From tomorrow, we all move on and we look ahead to the Anzac Day games. There's two in the AFL on Anzac Day. Looking forward to that, particularly the one at the MCG between Collingwood and Essendon, who are both winners out of round six. And from our local point of view, Saturday night, we have Fremantle against the Western Bulldogs, and of course the Eagles travel to the Gold Coast to take on the Suns. In motorsport, WA's Daniel Ricciardo's promising weekend in China was foiled by rival Lance Stroll when the Canadian ran into the back of him during yesterday's Chinese Grand Prix. Max Verstappen stood tall in Shanghai, but Ricciardo, driving for Red Bull's sister team RB, was running ninth when he was collected by Stroll in lap 26.
You're saying my mistake? Okay, I had started to calm down, but now that pisses me off, because I watched his onboard. He's not even looking at me. We start to brake and his head starts looking at the corner, and then he starts to accelerate or come off the brake, and then he's right underneath me. So that pisses me off.
Not happy. The boy from Dunkirk, not happy. I don't think I've ever heard him swear. Is that swearing? No, I think it's more a term of being pretty disgusted. Daniel Ricciardo, upset because of what happened to him. The Canadian, he had a good chance of maybe going higher up the pecking order, was travelling ninth. Normally finishes around about, in the teens somewhere, but he was going okay. And then the Canadian ran into the back of him during the Chinese Grand Prix yesterday. Daniel wasn't happy. Just repeating, Tom Barrass's tribunal hearing, the Eagles have appealed. It now will be on Wednesday, not tomorrow night. The tribunal has come back saying they are very much top weight tomorrow, looking after the Toby Green, Jesse Hogan one-match bans, because the Greater Western Sydney are challenging those as well. So Tom Barrass, it's been shifted to Wednesday. We'll be right across that right here on SENWA. Good on you, Connor. Job well done, son. And also Jimmy Williams, my executive producer. I'm back again tomorrow from 5. Look forward to your company straight after the run home. Enjoy your Monday night here on SENWA.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Drive Car.